The earliest involvement with slave trading from the British Isles is in the 1560s, led by John Hawkins, who's a pretty well-known naval commander working for Elizabeth I. He is the person who we should, I think, understand as the first contributor to England and then Britain's transatlantic slave trade. He's interesting because he's a very well-connected naval commander, not just at the court, but also in his native southwest of England. So it's interesting to consider that the slave trade in that sense is launched from Plymouth and the southwest of the country, rather than what many people would assume, which is that it would come from London or a larger trading port. Plymouth's quite a substantial, important part of the country in that period. The ship he uses is lent to him by Elizabeth I. So, you know, again, if we're interested in studying the people who facilitate involvement in the trade, very, very quickly in the story, we come across the involvement of the English state, which in the 1560s, you know, is almost collapsible into the English monarchy itself. But another interesting thing about the story is that these slave trading voyages that he manages are very, very successful financially. So he sets up, I think, broader commercial interest in this trade. But actually, after these voyages complete, there's very little involvement by English merchants in the transatlantic slave trade for several decades afterwards. So it's a kind of important question to try and answer, which is, why is there this early interest under Hawkins? And why does that interest, despite the financial returns he achieves, why does that interest die away for so long? Because the slave trade from England doesn't really begin again in earnest until the sugar plantation economies in the Caribbean are fully up and running. Of course, in the 1560s, England doesn't have overseas plantations. It's largely servicing the labor needs of other European nations that do. So in that sense, it makes perfect sense that the English would not wish to return to this trade until they had, you know, labor needs to supply themselves, which happens mostly in the 1640s and 50s, when Barbados is an important center for the production of sugar is up and running.